And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat, and no tofu. With me and Chop, it never gets dull. A grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I tell no lies, and do some great things to chicken thighs. When we're at the grill, smoking up a rack, a little taste is just like crack. We're backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody grills a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grillin' Guys rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. So check us out, and have no doubt, the Grillin' Guys will make the crowd shout. Stick around and put down the rake, fire up the grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows, you gotta listen to the Grillin' Guys Show. That's it.
Welcome back. It is the Grillin' Guys, and we're talking about working your equipment, that is your grills and smokers, in the winter, and what you need to do, and some tips and techniques maybe, so that you get continue to have success and create that grill envy in your backyard. And we talked a little bit about a wind block in the last segment. I think that Bob talked about one you could find online that you can buy. If you just need something, get behind a fence, do something. I am due, if we ever get ice, to help one of our friends, Chaz Thompson, with a hot dog roast. And we go out on a lake, and he brings a bunch of Boy Scouts out, and we do that. And for the last 3 years,
use them for bait,
right? What? Yeah, right. The last 3 years, I've grilled inside of a tent, but it's a big enough tent, and I'm only grilling hot dogs, so I'm not creating a ton of smoke, right? But the difference that makes being out of that wind, you know, when you're on a lake,
huge,
it's always windy, and it just, I even took the Tech out there, which is an infrared grill, which is the hottest grill made to man almost. Yep. And man, if you didn't have that tent, it was just sucking the heat out of that grill. You could hardly get a hot dog hot, you know, and that you put it inside that tent. It's just a huge, huge difference. But what I will tell you, this is where I'm going, is make sure that the wind block is up sturdy, because I was inside that tent, big stiff wind comes by, blows the tent into the table that my grill is sitting on. It slides on the ice and then catches on something, and the grill tipped right to me. I happened to be standing there, and I caught it before it hit the ground, but I lost all the hot dogs off the grill because, I mean, it happened instantly. And so, you know.
Well, 5-second rule would apply for those hot dogs.
Yeah,
it's just on ice.
They were, but they weren't, because it was so slippery. There was no snow on the ice that day that we put down wood shavings so that you could get grill.
So you didn't smoked fall, them. So
right?
You smoked
yeah,
them.
Right. But anyway, so long story. But, yeah, just anchor that windbreak somehow, a piece of fence or something. Because it'll get you. But
yeah, well, welcome back, and don't forget to check us out on our website. It's thegrillingguys.com. After the fiasco politically last week, I deleted my Facebook account permanently, and I am not going to support them because they've pulled down the Commander in Chief's page, and so did Twitter. So I'm getting rid of both of them. You might find me on Parler or some of these alternative free speech platforms, but I can't live with censorship. This country has never really had that, and I'm not going to let some alien from Silicon Valley do it to me. So yep. You won't be seeing me post. Jop, you're welcome to, of course, still post on the Facebook page from yep. the Grillin' Guys, but I'm out. Anyway, you can also, if you want, check out lots of other YouTube pages. We don't really do much with YouTube, and it's probably because we're not 25 and handsome. Maybe
right.
we don't show up on the camera so well.
But, well, there's always the wide-angle lens, you know, to take care of us. So that's cool.
So back to smoking in the cold and grilling in the cold. Jop was talking about wind blocks. Also, I use sometimes, I have a couple little canopies. One of them got trashed when we did an event, and the high winds came up. Another one got trashed at deer camp, and I left it there. But we still have our real nice Grillin' Guys
sure,
canopy.
Yep.
But if you do that, make sure you strap that baby down to your grill.
Once again,
because
yeah.
The winter is really harsh on it. Or maybe you just have a spot in your backyard behind your garage or somewhere where you can let some of your structures help you out.
Yep.
I failed to get my roof up on my deck this summer, but I'm bound and determined to get one. So hopefully next spring, next summer sometime, because yeah. the spring I got to pave my 20-mile driveway. So
priorities.
I won't
right?
be doing
yeah,
that.
Right.
But thinking about some of the cool things this time of year, it seems like you have a little extra time on your hands, you know, and it's cool to explore. This is a great time to start experimenting with things. Matter of fact, I think next week, I think it'd be really cool if we delved into some other foods that weren't maybe grill friendly, but something you could do in your wife's kitchen or your kitchen. Some cool soups. I saw a friend of mine post an Italian wedding soup mm-hmm. recipe, and I love that stuff. I don't know if you've ever had it or
I
not.
I have. I can't recall. It's been a long time, but I know I've had it. But what it's made of, but
yeah, it's got little Italian meatballs and these crazy little pasta things, and it's really. But things like that, I think in the winter you can experiment with your stews and your chilies and different soups.
Yeah, we didn't have our chili cook-off this year. Thank you, COVID. But it doesn't mean you can't make it, right? And we smoked the meat and the vegetables before we put it in the chili. You could do that.
Right.
And that makes a great flavor profile for chili if you use. And here again, we were using sirloin when we did that.
Right.
Right. And but let's get back to this cold, because I want a cold weather grilling and smoking.
Yeah, and staying inside. A
couple more things.
Because I had this fellow that I met out east. He was actually from Portland, but I met him at a trade show, and he was from Argentina, I believe, and he was really big on chimichurri, and he piqued my interest, and so I went home and I made a batch of it, and I fell in love with it, and it's basically a brine and then a topping. So if you make enough of this, you put some aside like you do with any marinade, but it's basically, of course, water, salt. You put red pepper, red or white wine vinegar in it, and then you chop up a bunch of parsley or cilantro, like a cup of it. And you put some garlic in it and red pepper flakes, olive oil, black pepper, oregano, basil. And you make this wonderful marinade. And I do it with tri-tips. He does it with tri-tips. And that's what made me decide to go on and try it like that. And I got to tell you that when you marinate that tri-tip and then you smoke it or grill it or however you want to do it, and then you save some of that beautiful slushy slurry that is the chimichurri marinade. You save it, and when you slice up that tri-tip and then you lay it down on its side and make a really nice presentation, and you ladle on some of that marinade on it with all that cilantro and parsley on it, it's gorgeous. And I got to tell you, the flavor is totally unique.
So a couple things that I hear there is you made enough marinade and you reserved some.
Yes.
You didn't use it as
right.
the marinade.
Of course.
Don't ever do that.
Right.
That's where I'm going is don't ever marinate a piece of meat, and then save some of that meat, that marinade
Unless
that was on the
Unless you're
going
to cook it down, but that's not a good way to
right.
do it.
Yeah, just reserve some in a separate little cup or bowl or whatever. Use what you need to marinate your meat. When you pull the meat out, throw that marinade away.
Yes.
And then use the stuff you reserved on the side.
Absolutely.
For that, because that makes a better
So we have this
belly.
Recipe already posted on thegrillingguys.com, and I would challenge you to try it with a nice tri-tip. There's other pieces you could probably use. I'm thinking of like a chuck roast is wonderful to smoke, and it might be nice. But
plus, that's real affordable.
Yeah.
Chuck roast is.
Well, tri-tip is too, actually.
Yeah.
It's very affordable. It's like $8-$9 a pound.
Right.
And it's a beautiful piece of meat.
Right.
I mean, I love grilling a tri-tip.
Very good. Yeah.
For a lot of reasons.
All right. So coming up next, I had a buddy that brought in some pastrami that he made at home, and I'm going to dive into it. I'm in the middle of this right now. I don't have it made yet, but I got the process started, and I wanted to share it with you, because if mine comes out half as good as his, it's going to be fabulous. So we're going to maybe bust a Reuben when we get back. Stick with us.
Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance, and while you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. Garrett'sAppliance.com.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.